So what's interesting about this is that after the solos, the music seems like it's the music of the chorus. You know, it's the same chords, chorus and same chords. Wait, I just realized I got a bar missing here. One, two. Yeah, I just realized I had a bar missing. Also, what I realized is the way I make my ones possible, it could look like the bar line itself. So I'm making them a little darker so as not to confuse them with the one, if that makes any sense. I know this is silly, but this is stuff that I have to think about, you know, and make your repeats nice and big and clear. That's what I'm doing right now. All right. But what I'm saying is this last little bit, it sounds like the music from the chorus, but it's a different melody or an octave lower. So let's listen to that. All right, so there's the solo. And here it comes. This is cool. I get to bust out the slide guitar on this. When it's hot, need a room near possible. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay home in town. All right, so I gotta figure this out. Don't take for granted. It seemed like the this life get. It seems like it is the music of the verse. Yeah, it's the verse. It's the verse. So I was wrong. We'll talk about how to play it next, but so this is good. We're just on a verse. And that's it. We're done. Now, the only other thing is, to play the song, we're going to have to choose voicings and things like that. Now, I don't have to keep the key of B. So, this is the case with any song. You can keep the key and keep the melody where it is. You can keep the key and put the melody up an octave. The advantage of putting it up an octave is you can stick more chord under it. So, that's probably what I would do. So instead of, because then by the time I get to this note, and I'm on a G sharp, I only got two notes I can put under it. And then, like that, I only have like, I'm on a D sharp note. I only got like two other notes I could put under it. Sounds nice. But I could take it up an octave. Much easier and sounds nicer. And then that's already the verse. This is great. I chose an easy example. let's see. I'm not even really going through how to play this because it's pretty intuitive. But if I'm starting at the 7th fret, then my 5th, for the B, the chord that is, the melody note is 2nd string 7th fret. Although, if I want to get that the sixth note while the rest of the chord rings out, then I could play the chord with my thumb. Not to get fancy on you, but I could play thumb and then finger 3, 2, 1 on the strings 4, 3, and 2, and then my pinky is free to do the sixth note on the 2nd string 9th fret. Now, of course, I'm at the 4th fret for G sharp minor. Now I'm just using open E. I could be at the second fret. All right, now let's look at the chorus. So it would be... All right, so this is where, if you really want to get into solo guitar stuff, you know, if I'm going to choose this up an octave, you just have to make decisions and stick to them. Am I going to take this up an octave, the whole song? Or can I leave the whole thing down an octave? I'm second guessing myself, but these are decisions that you'll have to make. So am I going to play it like this? That because then this part there's nothing wrong with that, but if I take it up an octave, it sounds prettier, like we mentioned. But then when I get to the chorus, can I do it? So that's hard to keep the B at the 7th fret and then still get those melody notes, and I can't get that harmony either. So now here's the time where I start to think about, well, maybe this should be in a different key. For example, if it was down a whole step, key of A, I could ring out that so the whole song would sound like nicer. And I did not plan this out. This is just like a nice happy accident. So the guitar key of A is so much easier here. So plus I can get when I'm doing the melody here, I can just play it open A and then have 3 5 and just grab that note with pinky at the 2nd fret 1st string, or I can make a little A triad so that my I'm at the 5th fret, but instead of doing a whole A bar chord, I'm using open A and then string 4 fret 7, string 3 fret 6, and string 2 fret 5, and I have my pinky free, and then for G sharp minor, D, it's open D, way easier. And then I know when I get to the chorus, yeah, that's way easier. So I might rewrite this whole thing. And then that's one of the nice things about the numbers is that I don't have to change them. I only have to change the overall key. So that'll only take me 2 seconds. For the purposes of this example, I'm going to leave it written in the key of B for you. But I'm also going to pause the thing right here and rewrite it in the key of A. Well, let me just finish and make sure that I'm going to want to do this in the key of A. So let's just continue. So now I got open A. I'm at the B section. I got open A. Sorry, I could even do that. Right now I'm doing it at the top strings. But it might even be easier if I do it in the strings 2 and 3, alright, hang on, so F sharp, and I need the 7th of it. So, and then So, I'm doing 8, 7, 7. So this is, I got a D ringing out. Yeah, that's too easy. I just gotta do that. You know, so it would be. Thing. I hope this is helping. I'll rewrite it in A for you to look at. But now the whole song is. I gotta get the D ring out. So, and then I'll jam out for a little while, you know. Very helpful in this key, you know. And then I'll go back to the verse. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope it was useful. Look forward to hearing your feedback on it. Have a great day.